All right, yeah, I think I remember that conversation. It was the Millington thing. I don't think you threw off the Millington thing in our previous conversation, but yeah, good to hear from you on this side. How's life in Millington?
Cold like everywhere else. Not looking forward to going back outside anytime soon.
Well, it's actually pretty warm here today. It got up to like 28, 29. I think over the weekend it's supposed to get really cold. I think high in the singles and low in the negatives. So enjoy the warmth here while you can.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm getting on the sketchy line on the propane tank. I heat with propane and supplement with electricity, and the propane tank's starting to get a little low, and they only deliver on Wednesdays for me, so I'm going to have to get up there early next week and set up my delivery. I don't want to run out during the frigid cold.
Well, they'll always deliver on an emergency 24-hour basis, but you're gonna pay a couple $100 extra for that.
Yeah, we try to avoid that if we can, but so far we've been fortunate, haven't had to do that.
Yeah, I hear you. That happened once to me at my old house. My wife kept saying, hey, it's getting low. It's 20%, 18% or something. I'm like, it's fine. It's 18%. You know, based off the last few days of weeks of usage, be good for another month. The problem is those gauges are not really accurate. So some of them really, you know, when it gets to like 15, 12%, they can fall to zero in an instant. Which happened to me, and then we had to pay the fee because it was our house and there was no other source of heat, but live and learn.
Yeah, I don't let her get below that 20% mark because I don't want to find out I have that same issue you had, because I've heard of that before. So I hit that 20 mark. That's my lowest. I'll let her go.
Yeah, we mainly heat with wood here, but there's the propane main furnace that, you know, if we're not here, something that's what's running or don't feel like heating with wood for whatever reason. But yeah, that's pretty much what I do today is when it gets to right around 20%, I call. And sometimes the company will, well, there's 20%. That should be good for another 3 months. I'm like, eh, that's all right. Bring it on out. Fill it up.
Yeah, I used to heat with wood. I heated with wood for the past 10 years, and I'm just getting tired of cutting wood, so I really don't do that so much anymore.
I hear you on that one. It's a process, and yeah, you got to keep it rolling every day. Every day I wake up, it's like I lay in bed in the morning and I'm listening to the wood stove, and it's kind of cold because, you know, you didn't reload it overnight. So the house is a little colder from 8 hours instead of a 6 hour load. And it's like, man, as soon as I get up, I'm going to have to screw the wood stove. I'm going to have to bring in more wood from the porch. And when the porch gets low, you got to bring in, you know, go get the tractor, bring some more wood up from the big pile out back up to the porch. Yeah, it's a whole process. You can get sick of it. I can totally see it.
Yeah, it sounds like my process is very similar to yours, but fortunately my kids are old enough now they could help out if they wanted to, but I finally gave up because I just didn't want to cut the wood anymore, even though I had the helpers to bring it in.